Welcome back to another episode of Tell Me Sis podcast, featuring your two favorite sisters,
Alex
and Kyla.
Welcome. Happy Friday. And first, just want to say we're so sorry that we missed last week. That was not planned. If it was, we would have batched two episodes prior, but
I got COVID.
Kyla got COVID, and it was one of those things where, like, she didn't even go into the office because she had COVID. And my son obviously is three, and I feel like it's been nonstop sick, like one cold after the other. And we were finally in a place where we weren't sick. And I was like, I just don't want to go through it again. Mind you, now he's sick again. So,
yeah, but also it wasn't even just that. Like, I literally couldn't.
Oh, yeah, no,
I just didn't have the energy.
Yeah.
Like, I was really.
How was that, by the way?
It's just like, honestly, at this point, it's just like having like a common cold or a flu. But it was like on and off chills, then fever.
Ugh.
I just felt like I had like a constant headache. I was coughing, sneezing. I like didn't really have much energy.
I mean, COVID regardless, I wouldn't even want that, even if it was just a flu.
Yeah, exactly. So it was like, it wasn't even just because I had COVID. I was just like not really not feeling well. And like the last thing I wanted to do was, I mean, I couldn't even find energy to get up at some points. Like I was literally just a vegetable on my couch. Like I tested positive on a Friday, and like that weekend I was home all day, every day on my couch.
Aww.
Like I wasn't really moving much. It was just the hardest thing about it was just like my lack of energy.
Yeah.
And like I just wanted to lie down and like watch movies.
Oh, so
and like
hard.
Have my head on something soft, you know? What?
I was like, oh, so hard.
I mean, like,
but when you're not feeling good, it's
I
not
was
fun.
Going a little bit stir crazy though, being stuck like at home,
especially because you're active, right?
Yeah, I like going out. I like doing things. I like working out. I like to be in different places. I like being home too and having like my alone time and relaxing and just, you know, what's it called? Regaining my energy. But like after a certain amount of days too, where you're just laying at home doing nothing.
Ugh.
I was like, Jesus Christ, this is worse than like having a fever.
Oh yeah. Cause you're like kind of feeling better at that point, but you are still testing positive.
Yeah.
And,
but it wasn't even that I was still testing positive. Like I only took three tests. The last test I ended up taking was when my symptoms were pretty much gone.
Okay.
And it was negative, but it was more just like, even if I, like, I don't even care if I test positive or negative at this point. I just feel like shit.
Yeah.
You know?
It's funny because Kyla got it at our Thanksgiving, and no one else got it except for our other cousin. The one who
I don't
always
know.
Gets
I don't, to be honest, I don't think.
You got
I
it
caught from it from our Thanksgiving. Like, I was around a bunch of people that had COVID.
Oh,
that I only found out about after. Like, I didn't know.
Right.
But regardless, like, personally, I'm not paranoid about COVID at all. I don't care. If you're sick, you're sick, regardless if it's COVID.
Yeah, like, I don't want to get sick.
It's just more, like, I know some people, like, do still get uncomfortable with COVID because it's either like they have a weak immune system or they have a loved one that has a weak immune system. So it's more like to make sure that they're not uncomfortable.
But like, even if you had a cold, you shouldn't go around someone that
I know
has a weak immune system.
I know, but like I keep that part to myself.
Oh, I see.
Like I don't say anything. It's just more
for me. It's like, if I'm sick, I'm just not going to go anywhere near someone who has like a newborn or there's an elderly person, or I just don't want to get, you know, anyone sick regardless. But, you know, having a toddler who he's not in daycare, but he's always doing activities, and he has play dates like almost every single day with kids that are in daycare. So he gets all the daycare germs. Thankfully, knock on wood, he hasn't gotten that hand, foot, and mouth. Oh my God, I really hope I didn't just jinx that.
Knock wood. Is that going around?
Well, it's just like, I don't know if it's going around currently. It's just like the most gross one. I mean, obviously gastro is awful, but like hand, foot, and mouth, it lasts a long time. It's like get blisters in your mouth, your hands, like literally on your feet that are like they hurt, and you get fever. Like it's just not fun.
Oh,
and
God.
I just don't, like my friend said it was just awful when her kids had it. So it's just gross. Like I don't want that. I don't want Arky to suffer from that, you know? Even with cold, it's hard because he has a hard time sleeping. He's such a cougher, like Dan and I. So, like, at night, he's up, like, every hour to 2 hours just coughing his head off. And, like, we have to go in and give him water. It's like, ugh.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, he's finally at the end of this cold now. And I'm like, okay, we have a trip coming up. We are going to be doing a mini quarantine the week leading up to it. Because I'm like, Dan, we are not getting sick for this trip.
Yeah.
Like, there is no way. Like, I don't want to be sick on a trip.
You're going with Arky too, right?
Yeah. So I'm just like, nope, we're not going to do our gymnastics class right before. We're not going to do the music class. We're not going to be seeing any kids that are in daycare. Just for the week leading up to this trip. And then we can go back to normal life when we get back.
Yeah.
So it's...
Makes sense.
So that's your life update, I guess. You're feeling good now, though?
Yeah, I feel completely fine. I feel like... I just feel very, like, tired recently.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, it's very hard for me to, like, have energy to do things.
Like, motivation-wise? Or just, like, physical?
I guess maybe motivation.
I don't know what we were just talking about, but the battery life thing died on our recording device. Anyways, yes. Regardless, we are happy to be back. It is honestly so nice to like chill and talk.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like forget that we're recording a podcast, but I do have to say there are moments where, because I don't want to talk about too many personal things on here. But so, like, I forget sometimes that we're recording and then I'm like, wait a minute, I can't talk about that or I can't tell you that because then it's like public.
Yeah.
You know? So it's almost like I wish there was a way where we could, like, people could listen in on this, that it wouldn't get out to other people. You know, like, the people who listen to the podcast are just our friends. Does that make sense?
Yes. But, like, I don't know what you're referring to right now.
Okay. So let's say a situation happens to us that we would tell our friends about, you know, but I'm not going to necessarily go on social media and talk about it because it's just not appropriate to like, but the people that listen regularly, I feel like they're our friends.
Yeah.
So I wish I could say things on the podcast because I feel like I would want to talk to my friends about it.
Yeah.
But I can't because anyone can listen and it can get out there. Yeah. And so there are times that I have to like think about the fact that, wait, I am recording this podcast and I should be a bit more sensitive over the things I'm talking about and just... Yeah. More aware.
I get that. What made you think of that?
Well, just because a story had popped into my head that I was gonna be like, I'll say it, and then I'm like, wait a minute, no, I can't say it because I'm okay. On the podcast.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like, okay, wait, what can I talk about again? Anyways, the whole point of this episode is gonna be about relationships because I know you guys have really been wanting us to talk about this, and we have touched on it in previous episodes, just like thoughts on, you know, relationships when it comes to romantic ones, platonic ones, friendships, family, all that kind of stuff. But to have a fully dedicated episode to that, we have not done.
Yeah.
And we were a bit apprehensive.
Well, I was a bit apprehensive. Like, my sister messaged me the other day and she was like, a lot of our listeners want like us to talk about relationships and, you know, our experiences and like giving advice for like how to get in one, how to keep one, how to get over someone. And initially I was like, I mean, I'm not really comfortable talking about that because I'm just not an expert with that, you know? So it's like, it almost feels a little bit like, why would I mean, I know I've already done this in the past and this is why I have this opinion now, because sometimes like I'll come across a podcast that we recorded in the past and I'll be listening to things that I'm saying and I'm like, I'm talking about this like as if I'm a professional, but I'm not.
But people know that and we're like their big sisters, right?
I know, but like still, so like initially I was like, it makes me kind of uncomfortable. Like, I don't really want to talk about that because I'm just not a professional and like I don't really know what to say. Like, if someone were to come to me for relationship advice, I would literally be like, at the end of the day, you have to either talk to the person, or if you want to communicate something, like, you can't ask for my opinion because it has to come from you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very much, but like, that I take is that approach,
but
now.
That is advice,
what I you guess just said. Yeah, well, that's the type of advice that like I give to like people around me, but I feel like going on a podcast and like talking about it and like telling people, like, I don't know. I just like, it just feels like, I feel like a phony.
I think it makes sense for, first of all, the fact that you're being honest about that. A lot of people wouldn't even do that. They would just like give advice without even thinking twice about it. So I do really think it's great that you're saying that. And this is what I told my sister when she had told me that she's like, oh, I don't know if I want to talk about that. I said, it's not just romantic relationships, though. Like, we have gone through in our life, we've gone through different relationships, relationships, platonic and not platonic, that have come and gone, that we've worked on. Like, we have experiences. You don't have to just like think of it only as romantic. So I think relationships in general. Yeah, but
I think relationships, I'm also talking about relationships in general when I say that. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think that it's one of those like topics that it's very subjective. And I think that it depends on you, depends on the situation, it depends on the person.
Yes. And this, obviously, we, like Kyla said, are not professionals. We could be like your big sisters and we can talk about stuff that we have done in the past and things that have worked for us and things that haven't worked for us. And maybe that can be helpful for you to just have that voice in the back of your head that maybe you're on the fence about doing something. And then you hear our experience or our thoughts and it might make you feel like, oh, actually, that is a really good idea. Or maybe I will try that.
Yeah.
Or, oh, I was going to do this, but now knowing that, you know, didn't work for them, maybe, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
sometimes it can be helpful. By the way, I'm not forcing Kyla to make this episode.
No, I ended up telling her, like, if you think that it's, like, I was like, maybe I'll just say this, what I just told you on the podcast, and I'll just, like,
be honest about it,
you know? But, yeah, like, the question, not that people were writing in, but like you elaborated on.
Yeah, so I had sent Kyla a little thing. So the main stuff that I was seeing is like relationships, how to get one, so romantic, and how to get a romantic relationship, and then relationships in general, how to keep them, platonic versus romantic, and then dealing with toxic relationships and what we would do in that situation. So I guess we could start off by saying like how to get one.
How to get a romantic relationship.
I mean, I guess friendship. See, too.
Like, I don't have an answer for that. I don't know.
Dating apps? I don't know. Okay. This is what I told Kyla too. Just because I'm in a relationship doesn't mean I'm an expert. Because prior to Daniel, I did not have very good experiences with romance.
Yeah. Plus, you've been with the same guy for so fucking long. Like, you... I'm not saying this in like a condescending way, but like you really have no experience when it comes to dating.
Well, that's a thing.
And like,
but you, I still feel like I could have advice, even like, though I'm not.
But you know, you hear stories of like people that are single, but it's different. Like, this is the thing. Like, I find that when you're single and you have, you know, either family members or friends that are in relationships that give you advice and they're there for you and everything, it's like you still really appreciate it, but at the end of the day, it's like
they don't know.
Like, you just don't know what it's like to be single in today's day and age. That only applies to people that have been in a relationship for like a little bit of time.
Yeah.
But so it just like feels better to talk to someone that is actually single and gets it, especially if they're the same age as you and like you could actually relate.
That's why I feel like things. You're the perfect person to talk about this because you are currently going through it. But my honest
answer is I don't know how to get into a romantic relationship. I think that like for me personally, like,
do you need the guy to make the first move? Is that like,
yeah, that's the type of person I am.
Okay. So that would be one of your things is like I need
the guy to make the first move. I need the guy to be assertive, mm-hmm. know what he wants, but also check off a lot of things on my boxes, right?
Right.
And my biggest pet peeve is when people are like, well, maybe you should lower your standards. Oh. And it's like, do you even know what's out there? Like,
no, I don't.
It's so, like, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, like I don't have advice. I don't know what to say.
I think my main advice would be, before you start any kind of relationship, figure out yourself first. I think when you're so confused and so lost and so kind of impressionable and desperate, like for something, it's hard to get into a relationship when you're in that situation. Does that make sense?
But see, I have to disagree with that, because yeah. I feel like so many people have these opinions about, like, you should do this before you get into a relationship. You should do this. You should do that. Like, at the end of the day, you could be someone that's impressionable and, you know, still confused about who you are as a person and stuff. But, like, you could meet someone that's amazing.
That is true.
And get into a relationship with them. And it could work.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't think there's any recipe for what you should and shouldn't do. Of course, if you're working on yourself and figuring out who you are as a person and stuff, like, that's never, always a good thing. It's never really a bad thing. But I just find that everyone has an opinion about dating and what you should and shouldn't do. But at the end of the day, you just need to do what you think is right for yourself and always follow your gut.
But what if people don't know what to do? Like, is this, because I've been seeing a question like this a lot, like how to get her into a relationship. And I'm like, literally, I don't know, because there's dating apps, right? Like, that's the big thing nowadays.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that go on dating apps that, like, they aren't even looking for a relationship. They're literally just looking to meet people and have a good time.
So how do you know?
Maybe you just have to be honest with what you're looking for right off the bat. I don't know.
God, it's so... honestly, like... because people are always like, well, how did you and Dan start dating? I'm like, we were 21. I knew him my whole life. It just...
I just don't think there's any answers. And I, in my personal opinion, I don't even want to say what you should or shouldn't do. And if you don't know what to do, like, at the end of the day, you just have to follow your gut no matter what. And if someone says, like, but how do I know if it's my gut, my intuition? Like, how do I know? Like, you will know. Like, you will know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you just need to do what's best for you. And if you want someone's opinion, I would, if you could afford it, I would say find a good therapist, because that's always very helpful.
Yeah.
And... you know, like that's just
honestly though, Kyle, like, that is really good advice. I know it's not really advice, but it is good advice, because I feel like so many times I'm listening to podcasts or I'm listening to just even YouTube videos where people talk about relationships, and there's always like this formula that they give.
I hate that. And I hate the saying, if he wanted to, he would, or if she wanted to, she would. Humans are so much more complex and layered than that.
Yeah.
You could like someone very, very, very much, like, low-key be in love with the person. But if you really can't be in a relationship, you can't be in a relationship.
Yeah, there's a lot. I feel like we're sounding a little bit like Debbie Downers, but that's not what we're meaning at all. What I think we're trying to get across is that there is no formula. Every situation is so different. Every person is so different. So,
and
like,
humans are complex. Like, I really just think, like, I don't know. Like, you know, I've even experienced it myself where I've met someone that I really, 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 really liked. Mm-hmm. But I knew deep down, if he ever asked me to be his girlfriend, this was a really long time ago.
Yeah.
But I knew deep down, if he ever asked me to be his girlfriend, I would say no because of my own issues.
Right. Right. Which is, like, really self-aware. Most people aren't that self-aware.
But it's like, it just goes to prove that, like, that saying doesn't exist.
Yeah, because you...
like, people are making everything so black and white. Like, no, every single human has past trauma, things they're currently working on.
Yeah.
Things going on in their life, their own personalities, how they deal with things. Like, it's just not a thing. I just don't agree with it.
Wow. And I've never really thought about it much before. And I remember you had sent me this thing on Instagram a while ago, and it was just explaining how people are so complex, and, like, how there's these really popular sayings, like the one you just said, like, if he wanted to, he would. and how that's not necessarily a good thing to just think. Because, yeah, yeah, some people that is true and some people it's not.
Yeah.
Because, like, I always heard that growing up, right? If this person wanted to be with you, they would make the time to be with you.
Yeah.
And maybe when you're in high school, yeah. But not when you're in your late 20s, early 30s, and you have multiple relationships in the past, or you just have, like you said, traumas and personality issues and things you're working on, a different life. Like, everyone's work schedule is different. Everyone wants different things. Like, there's so much that goes into it. It's not just like you're dating in high school for fun.
Yeah.
Because how to get a boy to date you in high school, I literally would not know. Because
But also high school is so different from exactly. Like, now.
So I'm pretty sure people that are asking for this advice is like they are older and it is more like a serious relationship.
Yeah.
But I think that's honestly really good advice, Kai.
Yeah.
Is to not take everything so seriously and so literally.
And like be careful who you go to for advice too, because like this is like you have to look at the people around you. Like, if I were them, would I want the same kind of life as this person? Do I like this person's partner, like husband or boyfriend or girlfriend or wife, whatever? So like the advice that they're giving me, like, and it's not to say that this person is wrong with what they're saying, but like you have to also think of it in terms of like, okay, but also like you're giving me this advice, but if I were in your shoes, I would not be with that person because,
yeah,
you know,
X, Y, and Z.
Exactly.
But, and this is what I say to everyone in my life. The more people you ask advice from, like the more thoughts that you hear, the more it clouds your judgment.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then you're actually not thinking from your gut, like Kyla said. You're thinking like, oh, I felt this way, but now this person's saying this and that person's saying that. And now I'm all confused with what I'm feeling. And it's okay to talk about your feelings and what's going on in your life with people. But the more people you ask advice from, that's when it gets confusing.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then it's like you're not actually trusting yourself anymore. And then the next point is, okay, now you're in a relationship. And yeah. How do you keep that relationship? Like, how do you keep it going? How do you keep the love there? How do you keep the passion there? And I was listening to a podcast recently where the girl talked about how in her therapy session, her therapist was saying how every relationship, romantic relationship, there's like three main things that the relationship needs to have in order for it to like succeed full time. And again, it's like the formula, whatever. Everything is different. Everything's complex. But like typically, generally.
To be honest, it's like I hear that and then I'm almost like. Like, who did you hear this from? It was a podcast?
It was a podcast. They were saying that, like, their therapist had said this to them because they were struggling in a relationship. So this therapist was like...
Okay, so it was like they heard it from a professional.
Yes, and the professional was, like, a counseling... Like, she does, like, couples.
Okay.
So, like, she deals with a lot of relationships. That's, like, her specialty. And she was like, there's passion, there's trust, and then there's... what was the other one? It was like... intimacy. So in a lot of relationships you'll have like a lot of passion and a lot of, let's say, trust, but then no intimacy. Or sometimes the
how do you have passion but no intimacy?
Because passion can be, it doesn't have to be intimate. Like, it doesn't have to be sex. You can be passionate about someone in like so many other ways, right?
Oh, okay. I get that. So it's like you could be like, you could really, really like care about someone and like the person, but like as a friend.
Or no, you wouldn't want to. You're already in a romantic relationship. Okay. Like you're in the relationship.
Okay.
But this does happen to a lot of couples, especially over time. Like you'll lose one of them, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And then a lot of times you'll have the intimacy and the passion, but then no trust because that's usually when people cheat or they're unfaithful, whatever. And then, or sometimes you'll have intimacy and trust but no passion. So like you'll have sex, whatever, but there's not like, there's no spark, there's no fire. And I'm not saying that like if you're losing that means your relationship's awful. It just means that it's a thing that you can work on to bring the relationship back to life, and that's normal. So if you're in this relationship and you want to make sure that like you like this person, you want this to be long term, like this is your person, whatever, like, okay, how do I continue this relationship? Number one, obviously, as like obvious as this is, communication.
Yeah.
Like, duh.
Yeah.
But like, actually communicate things. And
but not only communication, I feel like what goes hand in hand with communication is also being able to like fully like understand the other person as well.
Yes.
Because yes. Yeah, you have to be able to communicate, but you also have to be willing
to take it
yeah. and like really listen and really try to understand like the other person as well.
And the biggest piece of advice that Dan and I got in couples therapy was, when someone is bringing a situation to you, they're telling you like, this, you said this or this happened and like it really hurt my feelings. That is about them now. Don't start bringing up situations that they've done that hurt you to make it even, or to be like, well, I only did that because you did this. It's like, no, they're talking about this feeling right now. In this moment, you focus on them and their feeling. And another moment can be about you.
Yeah.
Because that used to happen. I mean, this is so like specific to me and Dan, but that used to happen to us a lot in our relationships. It was like, let's say Dan would be like, it really hurt me when you said that. And right away I'd be like, well, I only said that because you did this. And he was like, and it would frustrate him because it was like, okay, yeah, he did something that made me react a certain way. And then, but like that, the way I reacted really hurt his feelings. And then he was trying to communicate and approach that to me. You know what I mean? Like, we just couldn't like stick to that.
Okay.
And yeah. I was like this with friends, with you.
That's tough. No, but I've also been like that.
So like,
I feel like with you,
it's like the defense.
Yeah.
You get defensive. And that was part of my BPD was okay. Like, he was telling me something I did was bad. So like subconsciously it's like, oh, that makes me all bad. So like, I can't be all bad because everything's black and white. So like, I have to explain to him that like, it's not actually bad what I did. It's like, I did it because you did something to me and like, now I'm actually good.
Yeah.
It's so complex. Yeah. Complicated, but.
No, but it makes sense. I get that.
So you need to be able to communicate to your partner, but also be open to hearing their point of view and then stick on that subject. Don't, because there's also the teddy bear method where it's like when you're holding it, people do this in therapy. It's like when they're holding the teddy bear, it's their turn to speak and it's like their feelings. And like when you're holding the teddy bear, it's your time to speak in your feelings. And it does really help because, are you laughing at it?
No, because I'm just like imagining, because like it makes sense. And I'm like, I'm not making fun of this whatsoever, but like, I'm just like imagining two grown adults, like my turn to speak and like holding a teddy bear.
No, but it's a thing that people do in therapy.
No, I get that. And I'm not like trying to be... No. Sensitive by saying that. It's just, I get it because
humans
are sensitive.
Yeah, we are.
And like, you know, I feel bad for even laughing because as I was smiling when you were saying that, there was like the part of me where I was like, humans are sensitive. Doesn't matter your age. Like,
yeah,
it's just everyone has emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's that other part of me. I guess it's like the more like, I don't know what side, but I'm like.
Like, laughing,
fucking loser holding a teddy bear.
But like metaphorically speaking, yeah. Like you're not, well, I mean in therapy you will hold a teddy bear, yeah. Let's say, but like, I mean you can do that too, but it's kind of like, okay, it's my, like, let me speak.
Yeah.
And Dan does that to me. He's like, Alex, like let me speak and then like we can talk about you later. Yeah. And like instantly I'm like, what the fuck? But like because we've been doing it for so long now that it doesn't offend me anymore.
Yeah.
But I used to always have to like be right.
Oh, I know.
And it's,
you're telling me this as if I don't fucking know.
No, but it's like so hard to break that cycle.
I know.
So anyways, that's at least my piece of advice. And then obviously honesty. And if your partner is going to be honest with you about something, yes, you can have a reaction to it and you can be upset, but like, if you go overboard and you go crazy and like you know what I mean? It's like if they feel like they can never be honest about small things because you're just going to explode, then that's when it starts to. And I'm talking about like small things, right? Like obviously if they're like, oh, I was with another girl, that's a different story.
Yeah.
But like, I don't even know what an example would be. I'm trying to think about like my friends that I could be discreet with like things they've told me. like, I had a girlfriend, this was years ago, where she found out her boyfriend was lying to her and going to play basketball with his boys instead of actually going to work. And she was so fucking mad. And she was like, I don't, and at first I was like, oh my God, I can't believe he's lying about that. It's like a pretty big thing to lie about. But it's because every time he would go play basketball with his guy friends, she would like guilt trip him. Be like, no, like you never hang out with me. You never see me. Like I want to hang out with you. But it's like he would see her. It just, it wouldn't be enough for her, let's say. But for him, he's like, I never get a chance to play basketball with my boys. And like, it's my favorite thing to do. So he wanted to go do it. And he just felt like he couldn't tell her because every time he would either have to bail on his guy friends or like he would feel guilty for going because she would like get mad at him. So then he just started lying about it.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it's her fault at all. Like he should not lie, but
that, it's not like he's lying for like absolutely no reason when he can just be honest.
Exactly. So like it's things like that that like you have to also like look internally when it comes to honesty.
Yeah.
And be just be, you know, talk about stuff like that and, and try not to overreact over everything. And like you can be honest and say like in that situation she could have been like, I feel like my like love language is like I really miss you. I really want to spend more time with you. And then maybe he could have been like, listen, I agree. I want to do something with you for sure. Like, let's make a date. Let's do this. Let's spend the whole day together on this day. But like tonight, I really want to go play basketball with my boys. Like it's something that is in me too, that I want to do for myself, you know, because we're all humans and individuals, not just partners. And then the other thing was, platonic versus romantic. I don't even think we need to talk about that.
Yeah, me neither.
Dealing with toxic relationships. Don't stay with them.
Yeah, just get out. Doesn't matter if it's like a,
as if it's so easy.
Romantic or friendship, like just bye.
It's harder when it's family. Like that's when it's hard, right?
Yeah, that is really hard. I guess like my only piece of advice for that would be you could really just never control anyone else. You can only control yourself. Which is like so much easier said than done.
Well, it's true though.
But that's really the only piece of advice that I can give for that.
And I have to say that when it comes to toxic relationships, we need to figure out the word toxic here, because I've been in situations where friends have talked about like a toxic person in their life. And it's like they'll tell me the situation and I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking that's not toxic. Like, not that it's not mean what the person did, but it's not toxic.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that word is thrown around quite often and very loosely.
Yeah.
Because cutting someone out of your life because they're toxic, there's a difference between someone disagreeing with you and then you think they're toxic.
Yeah.
Or having a difference in of opinion than actually doing something detrimental to you.
Yeah.
For your well-being.
I agree.
And yourself. So as long as we're all on the same page over toxicity here, I think when it comes to a relationship, when you're emotionally involved with somebody, it is so, so hard to get yourself out of that. When you are emotionally invested in something, it's very hard to see clearly. Like there have been so many times where I have heard friends talk about their literal toxic relationships. And I'm like, how do you put up with this? Like, genuinely, how do you put up with this?
I know.
But I have to remember that, like, they are so attached to this person emotionally that they literally cannot see logically at all. Like, they cannot see. And eventually when they do break up, which always ends up happening, whether or not it's the girl, sometimes the toxic person breaks up with them. And then they see it clearly. And they're like, how the fuck did I not see that?
And you just have to be ready for it, you know?
What?
Like, you just have to be, like, ready to see things clearly.
Oh, right.
Because I think at the end of the day, like, you know deep down.
Do you, though? I feel like sometimes people are blinded.
Maybe. I guess that's just me, like, thinking of things, like, how I am.
Right.
Because I always know when I, like, anytime I've had, like, a friend or, like, a relationship that and things were toxic.
Yeah.
I always knew.
You just would deny it?
I was just, like, I wasn't ready to, I guess, cut the cord yet.
Why would you stay, though? Like, I actually am curious.
Just, like, my own.
Because your emotions?
No.
Oh.
I don't know.
Because I always wondered that. And it's something that is so common with people. It's like you'll
I do
stay.
Have an answer. I'm just like not comfortable saying
oh,
it.
Okay, okay, okay. You don't have to say it at all.
Because it is like, it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Anyways, like as much as I like people listening and I want to
be helpful, you
know, be helpful and stuff. It's just some things are just.
Yeah, it is your life.
You know, it's my life at the end of the day. Like I am. This is hard to believe because I was like an influencer for so many years and I like made videos and now I have a podcast, but I'm actually a very private person.
I mean, even in real life, like in
yeah, in real life too, like I'm just not an open book with many people unless yeah. like you're a very close person to me.
Yeah,
I don't open up easily.
Even then though, I feel like even though when you're close to people, you're still like there's parts that you choose to keep private still. No? Not with me.
No.
No.
It depends. Like, it depends, I guess, on, like, the situation and, like, who I'm talking to. Because, like, you know everything. Right. I have a few friends that know everything, you know?
Right, 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 right. It's also, I think it is admirable when people are private.
Yeah.
You know? Me too. Because I've never been like that my whole entire life. I've always just, I don't know why, I word vomit. I just like to talk. And I like to talk about my life and my story. And even like as a teenager, I remember I would have friends being like, we're not going to tell you this story, Alex, because you're going to go and tell your mom. And I'd be like, no, I'm not going to tell my mom.
And you know why they knew that? Because then you'd throw it in their face, probably. You'd be like, well, my mom thinks this.
Yeah, when it was actually me that thought it. And probably mom, too. But it was like an easy. But also, like, I told mom everything.
Yeah.
I just did.
Yeah.
And if I could, I can't go back into time.
That's so funny.
But they're like, we're, and I'm like 14 years old. And they're like, we're not telling you, or you can't come because you're going to tell your mom. And be like, no, I'm not. Literally would go tell her right away.
You know those memes where it's like, okay, I'm going to tell you something, but you have to absolutely promise you won't tell a soul. And then it's like the person's face. That's like, I promise I won't say anything, but like knowing right away, like you're going to tell your best friend.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's the thing. Now I don't do that.
Yeah. No, like, you're not like that anymore.
There are times where like, okay, there's certain situations where someone will say something to me that like, I don't know them very well, whatever, and I'm like, I'm just gonna tell Daniel because he's my partner. Yeah. Tell him everything. But there are actual times where people tell me things, like you've told me things, I've had friends tell me things that are like, you're like, please do not repeat this, and I genuinely don't tell him.
Oh no, I trust you,
because I'm like, he doesn't need to know that.
I actually really trust you when it comes to, you know, if I say like, you can't tell anyone, like it's very personal or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like I already know you're not gonna say anything,
but like if there's gossip
but
around
remember
town.
That time I rear-ended someone and I was like, don't tell Daniel.
Wait, what, you're telling the podcast now?
Oh my god, guys, this is a funny story. Side note,
okay,
me and my sister were going for dinner. I was taking her out to a really nice restaurant in the city for her birthday, and we were dressed really nice. My sister was wearing this beautiful dress. There was like a corset top. It was baby pink. She looked like a little ballerina. And then I was wearing this like green like two-piece set.
Oh my god, I'm fucking
heels
dead.
Like our makeup and hair was done. We looked really cute. And I'm like merging onto the highway, and like
to be fair, the person slammed on their brakes.
Yes, the person in front of me slammed on their brakes, and so I slammed on my brakes and I freaking rear-ended this guy so hard. And me and my sister go flying forward. Like, thankfully the airbags didn't go off.
My glasses flew off my face.
Like, we weren't hurt, and but like our asses flew off the seat. I look at my sister and the first thing I say is, oh my god, we're gonna miss our reservation.
No, the first thing you say was, oh my god, was that my fault? And I was like, yeah.
I look at my sister, oh my god, was that my fault? fault right away. She's like, yeah, but I was asking that because like the guy did genuinely slam on the brakes.
I wasn't paying attention, so I just thought you were just drove into somebody. I heard the screeching of the tires though. I just didn't know it was like
that's why that I slammed on the brakes, because the guy, I saw that he was braking, so I was going to brake, but he like the tires made that like screeching noise.
It's because the person in front of him slammed on the brakes.
Yeah. And so anyways, long story short, my car had like barely a scratch on it, and the guy's car was like fucking totaled.
I know, but Kyla, you had to get out of the car.
I had to get out of the car, and I'm wearing this like two-piece set with heels. My hair and makeup is done all
the short skirt, the shortest skirt ever. Yeah. That was kind of see-through in the back.
And I get out of the car, and he barely speaks a word of English, and like I feel like he just like finished working at a construction site. He was like dirty. Oh no. And like his car,
he was so nice.
His car smelled like an ashtray, but he was like, my car is like already like destroyed, like don't worry about it and whatever. And he was like, are you okay? He even apologized to me, so that was confirmation, like, okay, he clearly knows he was in the wrong.
Yeah.
But anyways, then we just get in the car and start driving. But the whole point of me bringing this up was like, I get back in the car and I look at my sister and I was like, don't tell Daniel.
I don't think I told him, but like I actually also had, I think I forgot that happened.
Oh my god, that was so funny.
But I remember when you hit the car, we flew forward, our butts came off the seat, my glasses flew off my face, and we both went,
oh my god.
Because the seatbelt like pushed into her chest.
And I remember looking at you, and my hair was like stuck caught in my eyelash, like it was covering my face. And I was like, was that my fault?
We're laughing because everything turned out okay. Like, thank god, it could have been way worse. But, and then we just went to the reservation. Oh, and my corset broke. It folded in half. I was like, fucking great, the first time I'm gonna wear this dress and it's broken.
I'm pretty sure your nipples are blue. Yeah, my
nipples. Oh yeah, then we get to the restaurant and we see my mom's friend there, no, my mom's friend's husband, and we're talking to him and my nipple's out of my dress, and I didn't notice
with a broken corset.
I didn't know,
and I had just finished rear-ending someone. We're like, oh my god, hi, nice to see you.
Oh lord. And he was sitting at the table and I was standing, so my boob was like in his face. Literally my friend's dad. Cool. And then I sit down and you took photos of me and I realized my nipple was out. I was like, Kyla, what the fuck? And you're like, I honestly didn't notice. I'm like, well, maybe he wouldn't have noticed then.
I'm dead.
I'm hoping he didn't notice.
Oh my god, that was such a funny night.
I know. That was fun.
That was a fun night.
Yeah.
No, but honestly, I was a bit traumatized after that happened, because like I had just finished rear-ending someone in Greece, and then I come back to Montreal and I rear-end someone again.
Did we talk about this on the podcast? I don't remember.
My Greece experience?
No, the Greece one we did, but the car accident.
I don't remember. There's so many times I'll be like, oh, we should talk about this. And you're like, we already filmed an episode about that. And I completely forget because we filmed so many.
Yeah,
now.
But also I realized too that like things we talked about last year, even if we were to redo it, like I have a different opinion now.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Okay, we could do that.
Like there's times where we like film an episode, we film like a subject on something. And then like I'll listen back to it and I'm like, oh, I actually think the complete opposite now.
Yeah.
Good advice, Alex.
I can't listen to our podcast because there's like some information I've shared on the podcast and I'm like, cringe.
Yeah, Kyla literally had to go and archive one of our reels because she was like, ah,
I can't believe it. No, I can't. Oh my god.
But that's so normal. Like if I go back and watch my old YouTube videos, I leave them up. I don't archive them because it's like a part of me, whatever. But I'm like, okay, everyone. Hi. So
I know. But like,
yeah,
I know. It's like cringe.
Yeah. Anyways, we hope you enjoyed. This is going to be a shorter episode. We're batching a few of these episodes just because I'm leaving for my trip and we're trying to get it all sorted prior. So it is going to be a bit of a shorter one, the next few ones, but I hope you enjoyed it regardless. Next week, we're going to talk all about social media.
Yeah.
We're excited about that. The ins and outs, the drama, the how to make money, longevity, everything. So stay tuned for that. If you enjoyed this episode or you enjoy our podcast in general, we would be so appreciative if you went and gave it a 5-star on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It's super easy, and you know, leave us a nice little review.
Leave us a nice little review and subscribe.
Yeah, you can subscribe to the Apple Podcasts, and that helps us, you know, if you want us to continue doing this. It does really help with like sponsorships and stuff, because we want to be able to up our equipment.
Yeah.
And maybe hire an editor.
Yes,
that would be super nice, and be able to like actually have like really good quality stuff. So we love you guys, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you guys for listening. Bye.